speaking of artists, we got to jump right into our next segment here on New Music Monday, which is our local artist interview. And it was done by Elizabeth and Kate. So now I'm joined by Kate in the studio.
Yeah. Hi, guys.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We're doing pretty good. So tell us a little bit about this band that you guys chose to interview.
Yeah, so we chose to interview Premeditated, which Liz had actually seen before. I haven't, and I am not a metalhead, but my brother is. So I was really excited to interview a metal band just because I know some of it. I'm obviously a part of the music department. I love music. I'm obviously here. So I just love being exposed to all different types of music.
That's super awesome. I love that. So what were a couple like things that stood out to you a little bit in this new kind of take in this music industry?
It really stood out to me, and you'll hear it in the interview, but Premeditated mentioned that they started originally as like a Midwest emo band. So it was really interesting for me to talk to them about their change in style and how they went from, you know, Midwest emo is a very specific like pop punky taste.
Yes.
But not super, it's a very specific taste. And so just going from that to metal, which is also super specific, but in just an entirely different way, it was really interesting to hear them talk about.
I love that. Well, without further ado, we got to jump right into our interview for our local artist this week is Premeditated. So check it out.
You're listening to 103.3 WZND's New Music Monday. I'm Kate Carvelis, and I am joined by Premeditated for an artist, local artist interview this week. Super cheesy, super obvious. Like, what got you into like making music, especially music as heavy as metal and like so different, I guess?
My first experience with it, he actually got me into like heavier music, but we kind of started just hanging out, playing music together. And he asked me if I wanted to come play bass. And then he got asked to come play guitar. And just the other people in the band, they already kind of had a thing going a little bit, but we wanted to make it a little bit bigger and a little bit more out there, you know, and start making music together. But I'd say just having a good time writing music, like having jam sessions and all that stuff is what got us really into it.
It started initially with a very different style of music, like a very Midwest emo, like math rock. That's really what we got into playing with, like early high school, freshman year and stuff. But in the background, there was always the interest of heavier music, especially like deep down in a specific kind of hardcore noise that we have attempted to emulate a little bit, not necessarily copy, but come up with our own, which also stemmed obviously from less heavier stuff, like a lot of metal stuff, like, you know, Breaking Benjamin, just all of those kinds of like kind of half in, half like new metal stuff. So that, and then eventually it all adapted into, you know, it just worked out. After some cycling of band members, we came up with this group, and even now we're experiencing a couple issues, but for the most part it's pretty set in stone, so we feel good.
Yeah, totally. So I want to hear more about your switch from like Midwest emo, since we're obviously in the Midwest, we're obviously college students. And like, you know, that was it like a natural progression, or I want to hear more about that.
You know, I mean, that's something that I definitely got into in high school. I think that's a pretty normal age to kind of be introduced to that type of really kind of depressing and cryy music. But again, that background of like heavier music was always, there was a desire for that, but it was less available to play, because you can get an acoustic guitar and come up with some soft music and then play it with your friends, but it's harder to get a full band set up. Like even tonight we're struggling, you know, we got a different drum set than we're used to using because we're at a different location. It's just harder to coordinate things. But the transition was really just a choice. It wasn't even a gradual thing where we started with a certain style necessarily and then found that interest in heavier music later. It was always an interest in heavy music and softer stuff, and then we decided let's make the switch and kind of make something happen with that. So it was really just a point blank decision. Okay, it's, you guys want to try to play this music? Yeah, let's do it. And that's what happened.
Awesome. Yeah. Who are some of your, like, your biggest artist influences?
At least instrumentally, probably Gojira is the biggest one. The Dillinger Escape Plan. I know they don't really come up too much, but like when we're writing, that's kind of what we're thinking about. I know you probably have totally different ones.
Yeah, all of us have separate ones.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and that's the other thing. Everyone in the band, while we do share some, you know, musical taste, is completely different from each other. I mean, yeah, if you ask me, I would say that any one of those like new age beat down, like, you know, grimy hardcore, like Knocked Loose, obviously everyone looks up to them now, and that's something that we started listening to in high school too when they blew up. And then like smaller local bands too. There's this band called Hazing Over. Yeah. Insane time signatures. They're not very well known. They had a live performance on YouTube. Anyway, so there's a bunch of them. There's a lot of them. But I wouldn't say that there's three or four in particular that all of us collectively gravitate towards in regards to how it influences our music, if that makes sense.
And like speaking on that, like I think with all of us liking different types of music, I think it kind of everybody adds their own
definitely
like signature style to our band and to our music, which kind of brings it all together. And that's why I like writing with them like a lot, because we can just be hanging out and just start playing something right off the top of the head and it just works, you know, it just clicks. And that's kind of how we came up with a lot of our songs, was just jamming out and somebody having an idea and just running with it, you know.
Pretty much, yeah.
And just like some of my biggest influences with this type of music, I'd say Kublai Khan. I really like them a lot. They're more of like hardcore beat down, kind of like music makes you want to run through a wall a little bit, you know. I mean, personally, I like Pantera a lot. They're a big influence for me. And who else? Yeah, Knock Loose. That's about it, pretty much, like that I can think of off the top of my head.
Yeah. And I kind of want, since you guys are talking, I don't want to say like struggle, because it like obviously is like bad implication, but just how does that creative process work when you're all taking different, you know, influences and then putting it together? Like, can you talk more about that?
I mean, everybody has their own form of writer's block sometimes, you know, but if you just keep trying and keep just coming up with different ideas, like say you write something on like a certain night, you're hanging out with everybody, you know, say we write something that we really like, but we know there can be adjustments made to it. We'll go back and come back at the next practice and we'll change it up a little bit. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think like since we're all into different stuff, we have a pretty good system of checks and balances. Pretty easy for us to tell the other another person that we think their idea is terrible.
Yeah.
So that works out. I think the best ideas kind of come to the top.
Yeah, we always kind of like work together. And if we like, even if we think something might work, we'll come together as a band and be like, okay, how do we all feel about this? And we'll make a certain agreement, because we all recognize that nobody's just one band, you know, like we're all part of this band. We all have a voice with it.
Hey, we're Premeditated and you're listening to our song Different Perspectives on 103.3 WZND's New Music Monday.
What are some motivations for making music and continuing to make music, all especially like with the rise of the moving to normal music scene? That's something I've been really interested in, because I kind of, with Chuck's Papas, I kind of, you know, I started going to their shows and I've seen the rise of these local shows. So what are your motivations being moving to normal and stuff?
I think relating back to the last thing, seeing people mosh is the greatest thing.
It's a great feeling.
It's super cool. We had a bloody nose at our last show and I've never been happier.
Oh wait, did we really?
Yeah,
that's what I didn't know that. Oh, that's right. I do remember that. No, there's a picture of that. What about you, Dean?
I'd say like the biggest motivation to keep making music is just, I like seeing people, like something that I made or I helped out on, being able to show that to other people makes me happy, you know, like it makes me very proud of like how far I've come, because like I'm self-taught with playing the bass and playing guitar and all that stuff and my vocals. So it's just, I love that's something that I worked my butt off to get to and finally see it happen.
Danny's probably the biggest improving member over the past 3 years, and it's super, super impressive. I mean, we've talked to you about it before,
yeah,
but we're extremely pleased with the things that he's since, you know, come up with and helped do, and the tempos that he's able to keep and stuff. It's very, it's exciting. You know, so when we were starting,
I didn't know a thing about bass.
Yeah, he was struggling a little bit.
I think, so nervous.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, long story short, tremendous improvement and his consistency and really just his passion for wanting to play music, whether that's practicing or doing a show. It's always very enthusiastic. For me, I think, you know, finding a message that other people relate to, the lyrical side of things is something that I pretty much take care of all of that. No one helps me write the lyrics, and whether the lyrics are written before, during, or after the music, it could take me 2 minutes or 2 hours. I really do mean everything that I say in there. It's not something that I talk to people about. People don't even ask you about the lyrics, because in this style of music, that's not really the main point. You know, it's more about the instrumental part of things, the energy, the attitude. You know, the lyrics are something that are kind of lost sometimes. So for me, it's kind of hiding my messages in these songs that are really important to me, and not even necessarily discussing with them. They just kind of go along with it. I just sent him the lyrics to all the songs that we posted on Spotify, so he could add them. And when I was sending the songs, the lyrics, he was like, wow, it's cool to actually see what you're saying. And I was like, thanks, man. It's cool. I'd say that. Just finding a message for, like, if somebody at a show eventually comes up to me and says, hey, just, you know, this song, really, I really relate to that, it'll mean the world to me.
Thank you so much to Premeditated for being our local artist interview this week. And again, I'm joined by Shem and Kate in the studio. So Kate, tell me a little bit more about how this experience was for you and the interview with Premeditated.
Yeah, it was really interesting. As I said earlier, my brother's into metal music, so I liked getting to talk. I'm kind of versed in metal music from being forced in my brother's car with him. And so I always love being exposed to different music. I'm never going to hate on a music type just because. Mm-hmm. And so it was cool to talk to them about their, you know, kind of the ending of that interview was about like their lyricism. Mm-hmm. And just talking. I love talking to people about why they make music, what inspires them, what encourages mm-hmm. them. And yeah, it was just so fun to talk to them.
That's awesome. I absolutely love that. And it's cool because, like, I don't really listen to metal a lot, but it was cool to kind of get this experience to kind of listen to them and how mm-hmm. they make their music and how they kind of change their sound, like they were saying in the interview and how you were saying earlier. I think that's pretty neat.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And also some moshing memories, because personally, that was an experience. And that just, like, gave me a little throwback for that, for sure.
Wait. So I've never been in a mosh pit. Shem, I think this is going to be a little story time for you right now, Shem.
There was a lot of running, and I didn't know what was happening. So it was just like, I just see a circle happening. That's usually how it starts. And they're just like, oh, the eye of the hurricane is coming. And I'm like, what does that mean? So I just felt a shove. And at that moment, I was like, oh, I'm in for something. And that's when everything just starts spinning. Happening.
Oh, wow.
Like, it's kind of, it was fun. It was fun. Uh-huh. Don't get me wrong. But it was definitely intense. It's not for the faint of heart, but it is an experience for sure.
See, I'll do a little shove in a mosh pit. Like, I referenced this in the interview and it didn't make it. My brother ended up like being viral on some like moshing community TikTok because,
really?
I guess at one show, he got up on a speaker and jumped into the audience, apparently. And so I always feel like, oh, I'm like my brother. Because when I, like, you know, I'll give a little shove, I'm like, ooh, yeah. I'm moshing. It's so funny.
I'm taking part in moshing, guys.
I'm like, yeah, I'm doing it. I'm like, look, yay, go me. And so I did ask them about that because they were talking about bloody noses. And I was like, whoa, that's intense.
That's crazy. I feel like being at a metal concert is just a whole world of its own. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think I could ever be in a mosh pit. I would be like, do not touch me.
Yeah.
I just want to, like, fist pump in the audience, and that's all I want to do.
It's definitely taking some getting used to, and I have to observe for a while any mosh pit I've been in, and then I'm like, okay, I'll give a shove, and then I'm like, I can't. I'm not violent enough. I'm not aggressive enough.
Yeah, I was gonna say, Kate is like the sweetest human being on earth, so to picture her in a mosh pit is like, I would never picture it in a million years.
Oh, it did happen at the coffee house, though. So there was,
really?
There was a venue, I remember, because one of my friends went there, and she told me, like, Shem, I went into a mosh pit and I think I broke my nose. I was like, oh no. And she's like also the sweetest girl too. So I was just like, oh no, honey.
Oh.
But it was fine. She was okay. She had fun. It was just an experience again.
My dad was listening. So shout out, Dad. I was telling him this Premeditated performed at the coffee house a couple weeks ago and they were talking about their interview. And I was telling my dad, like, oh, like I know a few metal bands playing at that coffee shop.
Yeah.
We went to one time because I had taken him there and he was like, there is nothing more metal than a metal concert at a coffee house. And I was like, that's true.
That is so
mosh
true. Absolutely love that. I know that Elizabeth does a lot of moshing.
She does.
And she is like 5 foot, like
so
80
funny.
pounds. Like, I'm like, girl, how are you doing that?
The one time I've ever moshed, I ran into her. Like, I had seen her like afterwards and she was like, I just love moshing. I just love shoving people.
I need to go with Liz.
So oh my funny. God. Because if you know her personally, and I think you can even see from pictures, she is so little and she's so, like, smiley all the time. And just knowing that this, like, just like me, like that we, these nice balls of energy have all this negative, like, oh, we just want to shove some people.
Yes, I absolutely love that. Well, thank you again to Premeditated for being our local artist interview. And of course, if you want to head over to our website, WZND.com, you can check out all the local artist interviews, including this one.